Welcome, everybody. This will be the first recorded session for the Reckless Dice podcast. I am Jesse Gitzman-Burke, and with me today we have Michael O'Connor, Aramis the Bastard GM, who is a player today, and we also have Mark. We're going to be going through the character creation process for a few of the guys with the intent of doing the Eye for an Eye campaign from the new Game Master's Guide. And let's go ahead and get started. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
So, Michael, let's do you first, man. What do you have in mind for a character?
What I have in mind is a combat medic of the Imperial armies.
You okay there, Aramis?
Yeah, I just dropped my headset.
All right, so kind of a combat medic. What that might fall into is either kind of
like a barber surgeon.
Yeah. Who's not really a combat guy, but really what you should think of is this can be your profession, but it doesn't have to necessarily be who your character is while you're playing. You know, there's a profession and then there's your character. So one's your job, which can heavily influence how your character acts, but you know, they don't necessarily have to be one and the same. I think either I was kind of envisioning maybe somebody intending to be a warrior priest, which is kind of the Warhammer equivalent of a combat medic to some degree, or a soldier who happens to be trained in first aid, or a barber surgeon, or any of those ringing a bell for you?
That was actually two of the things that I was talking about with Mark earlier.
Mm-hmm.
About either trying to set up a soldier where I could take the first aid skill, or I had a barber surgeon where
Let's do a soldier with a let's do a soldier, but I'll let you kind of tag in the you can replace one of your basic skills or your career skills with the first aid skill. You can choose which one you'd like to swap out. So let's see. Let's go ahead and get you started then. So do you have a name in mind?
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, we'll hang on to that one.
Yeah.
So the way this works is you're going to get 25 creation points. All of your statistics are going to start out at 2. Your primary characteristics for the career you've chosen, you automatically bump those up 1 prior to spending your points.
Oh, I missed that rule.
So for Michael, your soldier, your toughness and willpower begin at 3 instead of 2.
Okay. Toughness and strength, or just
Toughness and willpower.
Toughness and willpower, okay.
And then for the bounty hunter, it's agility and intelligence.
Okay, so I bump those up by how many?
You bump it from 2 to 3. So that happens prior to you spending your characters or your character creation points.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
And agility and intelligence.
Yep.
And as you decide which ones you want to increase, it will cost a number of creation points equal to the value you want to bring it to in one at a time. So, for example, if you're going to go from 2 to 3, it's going to cost you 3 points. And then if you want to change that characteristic from 3 to 4, it's going to cost you 4 additional points. So at character creation, to get a stat as a human to 4, it's going to cost 7 of your 25 creation points. Okay, so I kind of jumped to the conclusion that you're going to be a human. Is that the intent? You said
yes.
The Imperial Army? Okay.
Yes.
And then, Aramis, you can probably follow along on this. Are you going to be a human, or are you planning on being one of the other races?
Probably human.
Okay. So, at base, all your statistics, strength, toughness, agility, intelligence, willpower, and fellowship begin at 2. So, why don't we, let's go ahead and begin with getting our characteristics roughly where we want them to be. Save a little bit of your points in order to invest in your character's initial wealth, his skills, his talents, and his actions. And kind of maybe walk me through your thought process as you're doing it. Now, Aramis, what kind of character are you envisioning?
The all guts, no glory, slaughter them all, fighter type.
So I'm sensing maybe a pit fighter, maybe a warrior of some sort, like a soldier. I know you had kind of indicated you were a fan of Khorne.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe something that would naturally transition or kind of blend to that.
Bounty hunter, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, a hunter who has an obsession with killing. Let's see, a mercenary, a pit fighter, someone who's just out for blood. That could be fun. Let's see. Bounty hunter would be good too. Yeah, a thug, just someone who wants to go around and just beat on people because that's what he likes to do. Yeah, those are some good options for you to begin with. You know, kind of as just what your place in society is, despite what your inner workings are.
All right. Yeah, I'll probably go with the bounty hunter.
Okay. Try and make some money off of your crazed character.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, all your statistics will start out at 2. Mike, how you doing on your end for spending your characteristic points?
I actually kind of went ahead and did some mapping out when I was trying to figure out which way.
Okay, so what are you looking at so far?
So for my soldier, I went more well-rounded, and I have a 3 in everything.
Okay, and how many points do you have then left over to spend on the other stuff?
I have 2 in wealth.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to give you a comfortable wealth.
Yes, I figured that would represent his, you know, pay as a soldier.
Okay.
3 points in skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 2 reserved for talents and actions.
2 total?
2 total, yep.
Okay. Cool, that sounds great. So let's go ahead and let me give you the breakdown for your wealth for comfortable. Okay, by investing 2 points into wealth, you start out comfortable. A comfortable character begins play with a set of traveling clothes, a bag, with another set of clothes and a few knickknacks, such as candles and a tinderbox. You may choose to start with one of the following: a dagger, a quarterstaff, a crossbow, or a hand-to-hand weapon.
I'll go with a hand-to-hand weapon.
Okay, and that can be anything. It's kind of a general category. It can be a mace, it can be a sword, it can just really kind of a single-hand weapon. And you also have 2 gold coins.
Okay.
All right, and then Aramis, you are a bounty hunter. How are you doing on your characteristics there?
I'm still reading them. The book decided it didn't like me, and I had to cut it off again, so I had to reload it.
Alrighty. So generally speaking, between a 2 and a 3, a 3 is like an average, somewhere close to an average statistic for a human. 4 would be above average, 2 slightly below average. As a bounty hunter, you know, your kind of key things are going to be strength and toughness, and potentially agility. So, Michael, let's get you your skills. So you ended up choosing the. Let's get your card
4
out here.
4 skills, 2 specifications.
Specializations.
Specializations, yeah.
So what those are going to allow you to do is, of your career skills, you can choose to be trained in up to 4 of, or in, with 4 of them, with up to 1 tick in each one. Okay. The specializations allow you to choose one of those specific skills that you've chosen to become especially trained in an aspect of that. So maybe as an example, weapon skill, you could be trained in long swords, or skullduggery, you might want to choose to be trained in disarming traps or lock picking. It's kind of the minute training enhancement of one of your greater skill sets.
Yep.
So you are, can you remind me again? We have you chose to be the soldier, right?
Yes, the soldier.
Okay, and so your skills, and we're going to swap one.
Yeah, we're going to swap one for first aid.
Okay, so you have ballistic skill, discipline, leadership, ride, and weapon skill. And we're going to choose to drop one of those, so let's maybe choose that first.
Yeah. What is ballistics? Like, is that...
Ballistic skill is your ability to use ranged weapons. So okay. Either throwing, bows, arrows, javelins, really anything that deals with something at range.
Okay.
The riding is your ability to ride or control animals.
Okay.
So that incorporates riding a horse, but also maybe driving a coach.
Okay.
Or a wagon. And then weapon skill is your ability for hand-to-hand combat.
I think I'll drop ride.
Okay. So we'll place that. So now, with your four skills, you can train. You can put one tick into four of those available ones. And of course, you'll certainly do first aid, since that's the whole reason for doing this one. So pick three others to put one tick into. How are you doing on those skills, Michael?
Doing pretty good. I'm just, I'm set.
Okay, so then for specializations, they have some suggested specializations in the book, or if you have something in mind, you can just go ahead and pick that. It's left pretty ambiguous. So for example, if you wanted to specialize in just one-handed swords, you know, that would be very appropriate for your weapon skill. That'd be a weapon skill specialization. What that does is it gives you a extra white die when doing an action involving that skill. So for you, that might be an attack. And you get to choose two.
Yeah, I wasn't looking to focus. Like, I just wanted to have a little bit of skill in like general weapons and skill.
Mm-hmm. So you maybe want to focus on your first aid a bit?
The first aid, I think we were looking at combat surgery and critical wounds.
Okay, I think those are cool. So we'll apply one to... we'll call it combat surgery, or combat first aid, let's call it.
I thought there was one in the book that said combat surgery.
Okay, yeah,
it was called combat surgery in the book, and critical wounds under first aid.
Okay, those sound great then. Let's do that. Okay, so you're set there. Regarding talents, you're going to have some options. Now, every human has a specific ability, as their kind of race-specific ability, and for humans, it's called Favored by Fate. And what it is once per game session, you can activate this ability and add two white dice to any roll. So you might want to write that down on your character sheet, and you do have that available to you. Okay,
what page is the skills listed on?
Are you using the books from the core set or the guides?
I'm using the third edition roleplay rulebook. That's the only book I can find right now.
Okay, so that is actually all the skills are in card format. I have the guide here. I'll kind of get you started on that.
Page 16 is where it starts.
I'm sorry, are you talking about the
bounty
skills?
Hunter is ballistics, intuition,
talents and actions,
observation, ride.
Okay, so the skills are going to be specific to your career. Let me pull up the bounty hunter here again.
What page is that on? What book is that in? I think we're in a different book.
Well, yeah, we are going to have a little confusion because I have the new player's guide and you guys are going to be running from some of the core set books, so that the page numbers don't correspond.
Ah, okay.
But I can. Your career skills as a bounty hunter are ballistic skill, intuition, observation, ride, and stealth. And you, depending on how many points you threw into your skills, how many creation points you put into skills will determine how many of those you have the option to train. Now, those are not all ones you have trained initially. Those are your career skills that you are essentially good at or can be good at through that career. The ones you get to be trained in are influenced by the number of creation points you invest in the skills category. You can invest anywhere between 0 and 3. You can also invest in anywhere between 0 and 3 into your character's initial wealth, how many talents he has access to, and how many action cards he has access to.
Okay.
So 0 being the minimum, 3 being the maximum. 3 will get you the most skills trained. So you can choose, once you've built out your characteristics, whatever you have left over generally you'll spend into these four categories.
Okay, because I get 20, according to this... Which race
you get 25. You're a Reichlander.
It doesn't say human.
You told me you wanted to be a human bounty hunter.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out for the creation points how many I get.
Oh, you get 25.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, essentially that means you come from the Reichland region, which is where the majority of these stories for the game take place, at least initially.
Okay.
So where are we at on your character? And let me see if I can help you move forward.
I just have the basics, everything you've told me. I haven't spent anything yet.
Okay, so you have two for all characteristics except for the two that we pushed to three.
Right.
Okay, and then you have your character creation points ready to spend.
Right.
You have written down what your available skills are, but none of them have been trained yet.
Yep.
So what we'll do is, as a bounty hunter, you know, are you intending to be a combat-focused character, from what I understand? So let's. I certainly suggest we push some points into strength and toughness. So what it costs to move a statistic from 2 to 3 costs you 3 of your 25 creation points. So let's start by moving a few of them to 3 to kind of get your character started, and then we'll start spending some more points. Your toughness is the primary characteristic that drives how many wounds you have available, but also how many critical hits you can sustain before being killed. So a fighting character would certainly want to have at a very minimum of a 3 toughness, maybe even a 4. Your strength is going to influence how hard you're going to hit.
So for me to bump it from 3 to 4, it would cost me 4
additional points. So for a total of 7 at creation.
Right.
And then to go from 4 to 5 would cost you 5 points.
Right.
So what I'd suggest doing is having your fighter character is not going to really need to rely heavily on intelligence or willpower or necessarily fellowship, though those are certainly role-playing options for you. I think the first three characteristics, which are generally considered the physical characteristics of a character, are going to be your focus.
Right.
So what I'd suggest doing is spending about 80% of your points, or maybe even a little bit more than that, on your characteristics, and then drop the rest of them into wealth, skills, talents, and action cards.
Okay. Alright, I'm down to 11 right now.
You might want to spend a little bit more, because at a maximum, you can spend 12 points if you just pimped out your entire wealth, skills, talents, and actions, and I think you could easily get away with half that. So why don't you bump up another characteristic once or twice? Maybe a couple from 2 to 3. Or get one up to 4 or something like that.
Oh, I got 2 at 4.
Okay.
I got strength and toughness at 4. Probably bump agility up to 4.
Cool.
And that'll give me... That gives me 7 more. So, that gives me 7 remaining.
Okay, that sounds good. So, for wealth, you have the option of spending anywhere between 0 and 3 of those points. 0 will make your character broke, and there's a little description on what broke will give you. It gives you a little bit. 1 point is poor, 2 points is comfortable, and 3 points is affluent. So, kind of before our game starts, what's the wealth status that you want your character to have?
Okay, I'm just trying to think here. How much is it for 3, affluent?
Affluent would give you... an affluent character begins play with a set of exceptional clothes, a sturdy backpack or satchel with a second set of clothes, a healing draught, a dagger, a few knickknacks such as candles and a tinderbox, and you can also choose a rapier, a longbow, a great weapon, a hand weapon, and he also has 5 gold coins.
Okay, and how many character creation points? Does that cost 3?
That's 3.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A very successful and socially elite bounty hunter.
Who just wants...
He hides his ability. You're like a serial killer. You go around and you look good, but you know once you get into the room with the person, everything just goes to hell. Okay, so let me know if you need me to reread those, because you'll add those to your character's trappings, because those are the equipment you'll have available.
Yeah, just they're not in this book, I don't think.
Yeah, I'll read it for you. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, give me 1 second. Okay. Back up. Okay, go.
Okay, so you've got a set of exceptional clothes, a sturdy backpack, you have a second set of clothes, a healing draught, which is the Warhammer equivalent to a healing potion, you have a dagger, and then you have candles and a tinderbox, and your choice of weapon, which I'll give to you when you're ready.
Okay, choice of weapons.
Okay, so this is in addition to your dagger. You have the a rapier, a longbow, a great weapon, which is a two-handed weapon, or a single-handed weapon.
Great weapon.
Okay, so you have a two-handed weapon, and then you also have 5 gold coins.
Okay,
so now let's move on to skills. You can spend anywhere between 0 and 3 points on those.
Okay, well, I want to... observation, because I don't know...
And how this works is you tell me... It's not actually a one-to-one relationship for points invested for how many skills you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for 0 points, you get 1 skill trained. For 1 point, you'll have 2 skills trained. For 2 points, you have 3 skills trained and a specialization. And for 3 points, you have 4 skills trained and 2 specializations. So it's kind of like, you know, what point in that spectrum do you want to, how trained in your skills do you want to be?
Hmm.
0 to 3.
All right. Let's go 2.
Okay, so you're going to be able to train 3 of your skills. So essentially, you'll put a little check mark in 3 of the character skills that I outlined for you earlier. And then you'll choose 1 of those skills to kind of dig a little deeper and pick a specific aspect of that skill to be especially trained in.
Okay, so I get to choose 3 of those?
Mm-hmm, and put a little check mark in it. Yeah, and that indicates that you, all the skills you can perform. It's not just because you don't know first aid, you can't try it. But these are skills you actually know how to do.
Okay, so I'm going to be specialized in stealth.
And I'm sorry, so you're going to train yourself in stealth?
Yeah, train stealth.
Okay.
Then
you have 2 more.
Intuition and observation.
Okay. And then you can now choose one of those 3 categories. You can pick one that you're especially trained in and pick a minute specific skill within that category. So, for example, stealth might be maneuvering through crowds without being seen, or nighttime maneuvers or something like that, and walking silently. There's camouflage, maybe the disguises.
Stealth camouflage.
Okay. So you're good at hiding yourself. Okay. All right, so you're in good shape there. Let's... Oh, for your for the bounty hunter, for you, Aramis, your combat tracker, your conservative and reckless tracker, you have 2 points in conservative and 2 points in reckless. You'll see that little chart kind of with a center point. And then several check boxes to the right and to the left of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead and put 1 in the center, and 2 on the right of it, and 2 on the left of it. And for the soldier, we'll explain what that is as we kind of get into the game a little bit further. But essentially, it's how aggressive or conservative your character's performing. And Michael, your soldier is the same. Cool.
2 and 2. Okay.
Alrighty, and then. So, Michael, you're fully spent, right?
I have 4 points on spent.
Okay. Do you want to bump a characteristic, or do you want to spend more in the?
I already bumped 1 characteristic, so I was saving the rest for a talent snack.
Okay. Cool. All right. So we are going to go into the talents now. Talent cards are essentially something that you will attach to your character, and that will be active at all times, or so sometimes it's like a passive ability that your character has, or it's an ability that you can activate it at some point and gain the effects of whatever the card says. Action cards, on the other hand, are specific maneuvers or attacks or spells or feats of strength, all kind of indicated by what the card says. The action cards are influenced by your stance. If you're reckless, there's a red side of the card, and if you're in conservative stance, you'll use the opposite side of the card, which is green. And certain skills will perform a little bit differently depending on your stance.
Okay.
So, are you guys? Are any of you guys? Like,
both of them just have tactics and reputation.
Okay.
So, don't need to go over the focuses.
I'll probably split it up two and two then.
Okay, so you have two talents and three actions.
Okay.
And then, Aramis, what are you thinking?
One and one.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have one talent and two actions. So let's go over talents first, and I'm thinking the tactic talents are going to be the ones that are going to be the most appropriate for you, Aramis, and you only have one to choose from, so this will be easy. So what these are is these are action cards that everybody has to start with.
Okay.
It's in a PDF, single page. You guys will want to make sure you all have access to that.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and give a... We've gone ahead and picked our skills and talents for the characters. Aramis, can you give us a quick overview of what you've chosen?
Yeah. I have a human bounty hunter, strength of 4, toughness 4, agility 4, willpower 2, fellowship 2, intelligence 3, observation, trained, stealth, trained with camouflage added, mm-hmm. intuition, trained. I have exceptional clothes, a sturdy pack, a second set of clothing, a healing draw, a dagger, candles, tinderbox, a great weapon, and 5 gold pieces. I have twist the knife, tactic talent passive, and backstab and fear me actions.
Sounds great. Hey Aramis, can you move your mic away from your mouth a little bit?
Thing keeps falling.
All right, cool. Thanks, dude. That sounds a lot better. And Michael, what did you end up with?
Okay, I have strength of 3, toughness 4, agility 3, fellowship 3, intelligence 3, willpower 3. Wealth, comfortable, traveling clothes, a bag, extra clothes, long sword, candles, and a tinderbox.
All right, sounds good. Well, let's save that those introductions and background story for when we begin the game session. So I think we're gonna go ahead and call it for the character creation portion. Thanks everybody for listening, and thanks you guys for participating. And we'll be back soon.
Okay, cool.